Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. In South Central Indiana, there's an extraordinary place where the power of water has written a story in stone. Centuries of big water have cut and shaped the land here, leaving sandstone cliffs that create a unique canyon through which Raccoon Creek runs its course. This is Green's Bluff in Owen County. Today, one descends through the feathery treetops of remnant hemlock groves to a lush forest valley. But in the mid to late 1800s, this valley was bustling with the sounds of James Green's grist and sawmill business. Green carved out a living by harnessing the same torrents of water that had shaped this canyon. But after many years of production and multiple floods, Green retired the business and left the water to resume its work on the natural landscape. Just as James Green did, the Nature Conservancy recognized this area for its unique natural features. The site is now owned and managed by the Conservancy. It supports rare cliff-dwelling plants and hosts important wildlife habitat such as the blue heron rookery. Today, you can still see the foundation of the grist mill just off the main trail. But the star attractions are the stunning views and the peaceful sounds of nature. Spring is a wonderful time to visit the preserve. You'll see an abundance of wildflowers, including blue phlox, yellow trout lily, and Virginia bluebells.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about Green's Bluff in Owen County and the Conservancy's 50th anniversary celebration on April 24th is available at nature.org/Indiana.